8:46 on a Monday morning. Joining us now in studio is one of the developers of what's being called the Craywood development. That is Brett Reese from Rebound Enterprises. Brett, good morning.
Good morning to you, Jeff. Good to see you.
Thank you so much for coming in. I got to turn your microphone on. There.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go. Good morning, Jeff. Good to see you.
we had talked the other night at a Rotary event. The four-way taste. And by the way, a little side note, the Rotarians did such a good job with that. Boy, yeah. That was a fun night.
Thank you. It was Brent Nystrom, Anika Reichner, and others put that on in terms of from the Rotary Club. They led it. And boy, what, and lots of volunteers there. But the beer and the seltzers and the wines, and it was a really good time. Great turnout at the Red Barn, and four-way taste, and it was a good time by all.
Yeah. So anyway, we talked about getting you on the air today to talk about the Craywood development, because tomorrow night the council will be discussing that at their council meeting. Why don't we start off by just saying where are we at in this process? It's going to be they're looking to approve or not approve the preliminary plat. Is that correct?
So the development team of Rebound, Schmidt, and Stenzel came together with a plan and applied for a preliminary plat that was approved by the Planning Commission. Went through two meetings there. It was approved 6-1, and then the recommendation was to go forward with the preliminary plat with a few conditions that appear to be acceptable. And so now we go before the City Council tomorrow night. I think the meeting is at 6 o'clock.
And by all accounts, it looks like you are well prepared, as they have count of 18 different attachments that cover a lot of questions in that.
Yeah, there's it's a property, 12 acres there that Reber Paulson and family have owned since the 1930s, and it grew up into what it is today. And there's been a lot of development around it, and now they'd like to sell and development occur. And so, yeah, a lot of opinions, you got to be respectful of different people's opinions, so that's where we're at today, is with this preliminary plat.
From the standpoint of what the city requires as far as to meet all their goals and all their codes and everything, how many different areas, have you done environmental studies, you've done, of course, research on the property and itself, and what all has you done?
No, there's a lot that goes into it, and so we've met with city staff, numerous times, and have gotten direction from them in terms of what the requirements are, and in terms of the comprehensive plan, the city, the land code, their strategic plan, and we're trying to, we're trying to meet all of them as best that we can, and so far we've been able to do that, I think, through by the passage by the Planning Commission and now consideration by the city council. The big thing for us, I think, is you look at this the comprehensive plan, city land code. It talks about infill, density, affordability, connectivity, increasing the tax base, and we feel does all of those. And then there's just a need for housing in Northfield, and we're trying to help fulfill that need.
Now, if the preliminary plat is approved tomorrow night, and that's an if, but if it is, where does it go next from the standpoint of a developer and the city process?
Yeah, so then if it's approved, we'll get together with the city staff and work on a final plat that then would be submitted and then go to the filed with the city and the county. And then move forward with the development, which, if all goes as, it could be as early as this fall in terms of potentially moving dirt on that.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Brett Reese is with us. He is with Rebound Enterprises, and we're talking about the potential development of the Craywood property, which will be in front of the City Council tomorrow night. There has been, I don't know if opposition would be the right word, but some concerns raised by local the folks in the neighborhood and such. Mm-hmm. Have you? Mm-hmm. Who have you talked to with that? And do you feel like, as the developer, you have addressed as many of the concerns as possible?
Yeah. So we the process. You know, we met with the neighborhood group twice over the past. I think it was last year, and then early this year, we met with them through Zoom at that time because of COVID. And then we also preliminarily met with the Planning Commission twice before we submitted our preliminary plat. And, you know, we try to address as many concerns and issues that they have. Some it's really hard to do because we have to agree to disagree on some things in terms of some of the issues. So, but it's been it's sort of controversial. You know, it's out there, and we'll just have to see where it goes and be respectful.
Yeah. All right. Well, once again, that preliminary plat will be in front of the council at tomorrow night's council meeting. They get underway at 6 o'clock at council chambers. And of course, mm-hmm. we're going to have a full report on it Wednesday morning, and we'll have mm-hmm. the mayor on to talk about that as well. Are there other things about that property or about the development that you would like to bring up now?
Sure. So again, just some highlights or some things that some key points. You know. Northfield, it lacks housing, and like, for example, single lot housing. Jeff, there's not a lot. I don't believe there's a lot for sale west of Highway 3. So no lots for sale west of Highway 3. So this would create about 25 different lots, 30 different homes, because some will be duplex, fourplex, and then single family. And then on the apartment side, we believe it's a, and others have shared too, that it's a good site for an apartment. It goes on to an artery road, Lincoln Parkway. It's across from a school, which is going to be a good thing in terms of for children, the closeness there, and for teachers and staff to be able to live there by the retirement center for staff. So it's, you know, it's in a good location. And 100 units. We just completed the Fifth Street Lofts downtown, and normally you might have 20 or 30% full when you open your doors. Well, we had 100% full, 100% occupancy with when I was there a couple weeks ago, and with the property manager, she said that there were 150 people on a waiting list. So it shows that there's a real need in Northfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's there is definitely a real need in Northfield, no doubt about that. Let's move on. If we're done with that, I want to also ask you about another property right next door here, the Archer House.
Sure. Yeah.
Where are we at with that? I understand that from the standpoint of it being an historic site, mm-hmm. that has kind of drawn out a little bit of the demolition process.
Yeah, a little bit of more of attention from the state level. So, unbeknown to us, and I think city staff also, because the building is in a historic district, that it needs to go through a process, and it has to get a certification of appropriateness to be able to be demolished. And so we now go before the Historic Planning Historic Preservation Committee on October 14th on the Archer House. But we've identified a demolition firm to carry that out. And I mean, again, it's a very sad story. I mean, again, 144 years of history with this fire and smoke and water damage and all that kind of stuff. So it's really painful to see it, and it's painful to take it down. I mean, it's sort of a black hole here. It's been since the fire of November 12th, and it's just It's a sad situation, but we have to go through with it, and so we're going to be meeting with the Preservation Commission on the 14th.
Just a little side note, I'm going to ask this from a personal level, because the wall is about 20 feet in back of me right now.
You see it every day, don't you, Jeff?
How are they going to bring that down? Have they shared that with you yet? Or, I mean, it's going to be the wrecking ball, or, I just don't want to have the whole building to slide over on us.
You might want to be gone when they start that. Same with the Nutting building next door, mm-hmm. Too, on the other side. So, no, they take very good care. It's a process. I don't believe they're going to come with a wrecking ball and start. I mean, they'll come in with more of a crane-type thing, mm-hmm. and especially be very careful on the, north and south side there with the Medical Arts building, mm-hmm. and 200 Division, and also the Nutting Mall building, so.
I'm sure if they've had experience, they can put that experience to good work.
Yeah. And now, and I guess it's, you know, from my understanding, I mean, it'll be a, you know, a month process, a 4 to 5 week process. And we also hope to salvage some things out of there, too, for a variety of reasons. The bricks donating to the Historical Society and also the NDDC, Northfield Downtown Development Corp. Historical Society, because Yard Charles is, you know, old, 1877, and the NDDC Downtown Organization, because it has been sort of a pillar, you know, and an asset of the downtown for many years. So we're going to be donating bricks there to be sold then to, hey, own a piece of the Archer House type thing, you know. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. From an architectural standpoint, do you have the plans been drawn up yet for a replacement? Is that still in the works?
Well, good question, Jeff. Our process, what we're going to do there is we're going to be interviewing five architects, architectural firms, and, you know, what are the possibilities? Well, you know, we want to, you know, take into account the historic nature of the Archer House, you know, honor that. You know, into the 21st century, you know, how will it look being with history and today's contemporaneous? So it'll be interesting what these architects come up with. And then we'll choose an architect. We are going to put together a small task force, you know, from the community to help guide us in terms of making good decisions as to what it looks like and what's going to be within the walls of the Archer House.
All right. Yeah. Brett, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you here on any of those developments?
No, it's just that, you know, Norfolk's a great town. I was just, you know, Jesse James, celebrating the defeat of Jesse James Days the other day and all the people that came and all the different events and just the fabric of our community and the people that live here, the people that serve and give and just interact with each other and the relationships. I mean, it's just a blessing to be in Northfield. I mean, it's just, you know, the two colleges, beautiful downtown, river run through it, close to the cities for, you know, different events and things like that. And, you know, who gets this? I mean, it's just, right? I mean, who gets this?
Yeah,
it's sort of exciting to live in Northfield. I mean, you can travel the world over and people recognize Northfield from either St. Olaf College, Carleton College, Maltomeal, Jesse James, you know. It's and you know, we're 20,000 people. It's a nice community.
It is.
Great.
No question about it. It seems like it was custom made for people like us.
Yes, it is, Jeff. Good to see you, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Always a pleasure. You take care.
You too. Brett Reese, once again from Rebound Enterprises, one of the developers, three developers involved in the Craywood development that will be in front of the city council tomorrow night.